Chapter 2, Mishnah 2, Revis Dam, a quarter of a blood, a revis of dam, or revis dam tfusa mimais echad, or dam tfusa. Now, dam tfusa is a mixture of blood. Some of it was taken before the person died, and some of it was taken after he died. So it was a mixture of blood. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishnah Maisim, Rabbi Akiva says, even if it came from two different people, right, this mixture of blood, that would still work up to the revis. Dam katan shiatsu kula, or a blood of a child that flowed out. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kolshu, the whatever amount it is, just like in the previous case we had, that the bones of a child, even if they weren't the minimum amount, the minimum quantity, but if all the bones were there, they would, you know, transmit impurity. Right, so he holds the same thing applies with the blood of the child. That you could have the blood of the child, could be the, like all the blood of the child, but it could be very little amount of blood. The chomim omrim revis, but the rabbi said no, the minimum amount of a revis also applies to the blood of a child. Kazas rima, bain chaya bain maisa, kazas of worms, whether they are alive or dead. Rabbi Leza matame bebasro, Rabbi Leza said that they are impure like flesh, they transmit impurity like flesh. The chomim matarim, but the rabbi said no, they are pure, they're not considered. They don't have like anything to do with the corpse, right? It's a distinct creature, and they're not like corpse rot or anything like that. So they are, it's pure. Efer Serufim, the next case is the ashes of those that are cremated. Rabbi Lezer Omer Shira Bereva, their measure is a rover, that's the amount to transmit impurity. The Chachamim Mataharin, but the sages declare them pure, that these ashes are not. Do not transmit impurity. Milot tarvad v'oid afar kvaros. A little more than a scoopful of grave dust is impure. So what's grave dust? Grave dust is taken from below the, you know, if the person was buried there and he completely disintegrates and dries out, and they take from below where the person was buried. So that's the grave dust. So a little bit more than a scoopful over there is tamei. Rabbi Shimon matar, but Rabbi Shimon says no, it's pure, because he holds that the minute there's an adulteration of the corpse rot, meaning something else broke down and got mixed in there, so that makes it tahor. It can't transmit impurity. Melod tarvad rakav shigvala b'mayim, and this corpse rot which is kneaded with water. Aino chibur l'tuma doesn't connect together for impurity. It doesn't join the water. That is not considered as if it joins it together to transmit impurity.